Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Tuesday, the Texans started up their fourth and final week of off-season training activities, also known as OTAs, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak discussed a number of things, including the work of running back Ben Tate.
I was impressed with the fact that I know he's been paying attention because he didn't get out there and all of a sudden get lost. So that's what you're looking for in guys. I mean, guys are going to miss time. They're going to have issues, but you can stay involved in the game. And obviously, he's been doing his homework, so that's good.
Anything of note today that stands out to you?
No, just had to move inside, but I thought it was good, Mark, because we wanted some noise. We wanted a little chaos going on in practice here these next few days, so thought it worked out good.
Anything on the health front?
Let's see. Parsons was back. Glenn Martinez was back. I think we're full strength today. And tight end was back today, so I think we're full.
Gary, is minicamp next week going to be for everybody? I think you gave some of the veterans some time off.
Can't tell them yet.
Bad question.
I'll tell you Wednesday or Thursday. How about that? Did they tell you to ask me that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Mom is the word.
He's trying to go on vacation.
Mom is the word. What's up? Hey, Paul. How are you?
He's significantly better at this time than he was last year.
He's had a couple of days throughout the camp that have been tough days or whatever, but. Overall, he's much more consistent as a player right now and had a good day today. And, his team needs him to continue to improve and to be able to handle it if something happens to Matt. So he's making progress, and he's a better player than he was last year.
Also talking after Tuesday's OTA was linebacker Danny Clark, who's seen a lot of maturation in this young Texans defense.
I think expectations. Before, it was just hoping to get to the playoffs, and I think that people expect and to go deep into the playoffs and hope their championship. So to see some of the young guys come in as rookies and, now they're four-year veterans, I think that's something that I've seen the big change, but guys are definitely growing up.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? What are some things that stand out that weren't there a couple of years ago?
I think less is more. So at this point, I think guys are really understand there's less as far as the game plan goes. But guys are really mastering their craft, and they're getting better at little things. So I think the coaches and the staff as a whole, guys are keeping each other accountable. And that's something that, I can say got a lot better from a couple of years ago.
So not as accepting maybe of mistakes and taking plays off and stuff like
that. Yeah, you got to keep the guy next to you accountable. And I think that's what I got the privilege of playing with a very good football team in New York. And we kept everybody accountable. Everyone lifted each other up, never left anybody behind, and that's a attitude I think that is growing here.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team, its cheerleaders, coaches, and much, much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.